The next patient is Dorothy Lund. The last name is L-U-N-D, Lima Uniform November Delta. First name, Delta Oscar Roger Tango Hotel Yankee, Dorothy, D-O-R-T-H-Y. Clinical case of a 74-year-old male female and has a CKD stage 3BA1. This CKD is associated to cardiorenal syndrome. The patient has ischemic cardiomyopathy. She has AICD and a Baro, B-A-R-O, stimulator, period. The patient continues to improve furthermore. She has been without shortness of breath, and she doesn't have dyspnea upon exertion. The blood pressure has been under control. The recent laboratory workup shows that the patient has a creatinine of 1.6 with a BUN of 28 and an estimated EFR of 32 mLs per minute. The patient was without evidence of proteinuria or activity in the urinary sediment. Very stable. Number two, the patient has a history of coronary artery disease that, as mentioned before, is ischemic in origin. He has systolic heart failure. She has systolic heart failure. She has multiple PICs. PCIs, percutaneous interventions. Period. She has a history of coronary artery bypass graft, pacemaker, and the Baro stimulator. Following number, atrial fibrillation that is treated with anticoagulation, Eliquis. Following number, the patient was recently told by one of her physicians that she had a liver that was suggestive of either ascites or fatty liver. She doesn't know exactly the etiology of that. The only thing that she knows is that she has not been using alcohol ever. A passive congestion of the liver, question mark. A fatty liver, question mark. A following number, the patient has a history of breast carcinoma that has been arrested. She was taking off anastrozole, A-N-A-S-T-R-O-Z, like in Zulu, O-L-E. Recently, after 10 years, period. Paragraph, the patient was advised to follow a plant-based diet, to decrease the sodium to the minimum, to stay away from the fluids, no more than 40 ounces in 24 hours, and to weigh on daily basis and be always below 150 pounds in order to avoid congestive heart failure. Paragraph. I spent 10 minutes reviewing the lab in the face-to-face, 20 minutes, and in the documentation, 7 minutes.